You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Do you remember how to do this?
We'll find out.
I had this song saved for the episode that we had planned weeks ago, so I'm just going to kick it because I guess it's still relevant.
Oh, all right.
Stop fucking worrying. Your life is good. Life is good, baby. Yo, it's good. I said it's nothing to worry about. It's all good. You working and you walking and you tripping and you talking and you got the gossip in your ear out the other side. Now you're chilling, baby. Yo, it's all good. Nothing to worry about. Your positivity and
special. Show main man.
Yo, it's better than coronavirus. Positivity is gonna.
Oh, then he mentions Corona. Is that why you picked it?
No, it's not.
It's out of a different chair, yo, a positive effect. The creativity has got a positive effect.
His movements are always so fluid.
Yeah, well, he is the best that there is. Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. Episode 156, htnos.com, htnos on all the socials. My name is Chris, joined by my lovely wife, the Duchess.
Hello, friends. Been a while.
It's been many, many weeks.
Yeah.
Many fortnights.
Oh, okay.
Many, yeah.
Separations.
Did you break up with me?
Kind of.
Fuck you.
I had to. I didn't have a choice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess we can explain, you know, why we haven't been around for 3 weeks. Has it been 3 weeks? 3 weeks.
I think so.
Yeah. Basically took the month of November off.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpectedly.
Because who had the Rona?
A lot of things happened. And I guess since you don't like foreplay whatsoever, you're like, why waste time? Let's just fucking shove it in. I don't even need to make it wet. I don't even need to do anything.
No, spit
just
on it.
Just rip your dick apart and shove it in.
Okay.
That's what you're saying right
sure.
now, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Well, I mean, the floor is yours. You can't do that.
I just said you had the Rona.
I know that's what you said. Do you want to talk about, like, sponsors of this fine program before we just shove dicks in?
Okay, that's fine.
Go for it.
I sometimes I'm a little rapey. I don't know.
Go for it.
Talk about your hemp bombs. Why? And then I can open this beer.
It's not mine.
Huh?
It's not my
I'm
hemp
sorry.
Bombs.
I'm sorry. Talk about our sponsor.
Okay.
And I can open this beer.
Yeah. Well, why don't you do that? Because you've been fucking mad at me about that too, that you haven't been able to drink it in a month.
I've been mad at you.
Yes, you have too.
I just can't drink this whole thing by myself, so I need to share it.
What is it?
It's I guess it's a, what do they call it? A collaboration.
You needed help on collaboration, huh?
Listen, my brain is not so good.
Well, I let the record show that this was probably the one and only time that you have been pushing to record an episode, too.
I've been asking since Thursday.
You've been asking since, like, last week.
Yeah.
And it's very late on a Saturday evening after a long day of decking the halls and whatnot. So, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little fucking out of sorts.
A little out of sorts. Okay. So, yeah, I'm a little out of sorts. So, this is a collaboration with Calusa Brewing and Angry Chair Brewing, and it's barrel aged, it's called Double Mustache.
Ooh, Movember.
Yeah.
Right at the buzzer. So, you're spilling it too, by the way.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. So
I'm sorry.
Less reading, more pouring.
Read what it was.
Less reading, more pouring. While you do that, I will mention Hemp Bomb CBD, the official CBD partner of the Hashtag No Offense Show. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits of Hemp Bombs include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, deeper and more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pets. Now, our code is HTNOS, to use at hempbombs.com to save 20% on your order normally. probably would have been great to do this last week so we could talk about Black Friday, but if you happen to get this immediately, if you're like, holy shit, it's Sunday morning, thank you, sweetheart. It's Sunday morning, and the hashtag No Offense Show is updated in my podcast platform for the first time all month. I have to see what happened, what's going on. And you hear this right now on Sunday morning, 11:29. Use code HTNOSFS for 35% off and free shipping.
That's a good deal, man.
That is a good deal. Now, let's just say that, you know, you listen like most people, and Monday morning when you start your work week, you hit your podcast, and then you will have that reaction. You'll say, holy shit, these fucking bastards are back, and you put us on Monday morning. In that case, it's Cyber Monday. So use code HTNOS40 and save 40%.
Oh, shit.
Almost half off on whatever you choose at hempbombs.com. HTNOS40 on Monday. That's only on Monday. You hear it before that, HTNOSFS, 35 and free shipping. It kind of washes out the 40%, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Whatever. If you hear this on Tuesday, I'm sorry. The best I could do for you is code HTNOS to save 20% on whatever you choose at hempbombs.com.
Damn, 40% off. That's crazy.
Buy it on Monday, get 40. Buy it on Tuesday, get 20. I mean, that's simple math. I'm not a smart man, but numbers. I mean, come on, you know? Buy it on fucking Monday. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. Through a wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. Now, they've got a massive sale on for Black Friday as well.
Okay.
I did not prepare any of the things. It's various percents off of various things. I think it's 25% off supplements. It's maybe 50 off of workout equipment. It's 30 off of shirts and things. Lots of savings to be had on it as well. The biggest news for anyone that listens knows that we tell you go to onnit.com/HTNOS and you can save 10%. Now, for your convenience, don't even worry about it. Just go to Onnit, use code HTNOS. I finally, after many months and many emails and much correspondence between Joe Rogan and myself, I finally got it.
Yay.
Code HTNOS. No more links. No more links in the fucking show notes, even though there will be links in the show notes. If you need that, go to Onnit.com, use code HTNOS.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, what were you saying, madam?
Tell me about your Rona.
Well, I mean, that's the biggest hurdle that we've faced in November for recording. It also, I mean, like, there's a series of unfortunate events that kept this episode from coming out weeks ago.
Call you and Lemony, I mean,
Snickets. I never, hold on. Before we get into it, let me try this beer that you pour for me.
Okay.
It's dark and shit.
It says that it's a rich, fun, massive brown ale inspired by savory, indulgent, and cozy memories of pecan pie, layered in complex malt flavors, notes of toasted nuts, caramel, cocoa, and lacy sugar, and barrel aged.
That's a big one. Holy shit, what's the percent on that? That's got to be like a 10 or a 12, man. I wasn't expecting that burn right off the bat.
Let's see. I don't see it on here.
So, yeah, I guess, you know what? I'm looking at my notes, and my notes are even weeks old. But it tells the story of November. So let's scroll all the way back to the second week of November. We had a hurricane roll through here, and that's when this shit really kind of our shit got turned upside down a little bit. Because I mean, at the time, it was aimed right at us, and we thought it was coming right at our faces, to the point where, like, they even canceled work for me that day, which kind of raises a red flag with me, because we never get any time off for anything. So if they're going to shut down operations, they know something that we don't know, and this shit's about to get fucking rough.
Well, and the spaghetti maps were all over the place. It's like a kid just threw a bowl of noodles on the floor.
And one of these days,
like, anywhere.
One of these days, one of these years, it is going to fucking do what they said this one was going to do and come right up through the mouth of Tampa Bay and just fuck us all. And we're living right on a goddamn razor's edge. And we dodged another bullet like we have many times in the past. And it's just one of these days, we're going to fucking get it. But that being said, that night, it did pour like a son of a bitch. And we do live close to the water, and we are in a flooding area, and our yard floods a lot. And I spent that night pumping water out of our pool 4 fucking times.
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with the gutters not being cleaned out.
Well, you say that, but I do it, so I don't understand what the thing is. And my big ass gets on the roof, and I can visually confirm that there's nothing there. You just speculate. There is stuff you just there. Speculate. No, you don't.
When the Listen water's to me. Pouring over the side of the gutters, you don't understand about
irrigation.
I understand that if the water doesn't go in the gutters and it's pouring over the side, that the gutters are probably clogged.
You know what? That's erroneous. You're spreading
big words.
You're spreading misinformation.
You have no degrees to be using the word erroneous.
I've got degree associations. Okay, I'm 6 degrees.
I know you've got street cred. Whatever.
No, I've 6 degrees from a lord. God damn it! I know what I'm fucking speaking.
You ain't 6 degrees from shit. You could spend $50 and be a lord.
Stop it! You're just giving everybody secrets. I don't like this. Been storing up all this fucking erroneous. Animosity for weeks.
Erroneous.
Erroneous. Erroneous. Erroneous on both counts.
Oh, Lord. Here we go again.
So well,
I couldn't barely talk to you for like 2 weeks.
Well, that was the first thing. And because we were going to record then that Friday, which then that Friday was Friday the 13th. And I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious.
All right, Michael.
And I thought, you know what? Truth be told, I just wasn't in the fucking mood. I was like, it's Friday the 13th. Let's watch Friday the 13th. So we finally watched this remake, which in my mind is brand new, but it came out in like fucking 2009 or something. It's like almost 10 years old, the fucking updated Jason movie, which I enjoyed. I thought it was
yeah, it's good. So funny because I've been binge watching Supernatural again because their last season came out, and Sam Winchester is like the main guy in the new Friday the 13th movie.
Yeah,
so that was just funny.
There was something else too. What else was? Oh, while I was quarantined, I was tossing around the idea of watching Dawson's Creek, and I was the Dawson's Creek IMDb, and your boy was in that shit, and I was like, "Do you even know that?
Did you even
know that? That's fucking deep cuts."
Well, that's Dean Winchester, Sam Winchester.
Whatever
they call him Moose, and they call Dean Squirrel. It's really cute.
All these white boys look the same.
No, they're don't. All fucking... No, they don't.
So we spent that Friday watching slasher films and whatnot, and I mean, and enjoying it, you know, whatever. Saturday was our oldest birthday, so we took him to Dave and Buster's, and we spent the day at Dave and Buster's, and we were going to come back afterward and do our episode Saturday night, business as usual, whatever. So I leave early from Dave and Buster's because the little one was ready to rock.
He spends all his money in an hour. Blows his
money. Done. Yeah. He's the guy that walks in the casino, fucking puts it all in, loses, and then he's like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna hang out and watch y'all play. Fuck you."
Right.
So we ended up leaving a few hours early, and I wasn't feeling great. Like I was just feeling tired and a little run down. I felt like I had something coming on. You know, I'm good to get sick once a year, and that's what it felt like. It felt like I was coming down with some shit. So I was more than happy to take him home and fucking hang out. In the meantime, I'm trying to set up for the night, and the computer started doing some sort of fucking massive update for whatever reason.
It took like a whole day.
It took like an entire fucking day. Like we were ready to do even though I was feeling bad and everything, and it was Saturday and that, we were ready to do the episode. And the computer was like, fuck you, technical difficulties. Absolutely not.
He didn't want your Ronin either.
Not fucking like, doing
I
it.
I ain't doing it.
Dude, it was at like 17%. I remember it was like 9:30. I came out. I'm like, look, dude, this has been running since this afternoon. I don't know what to fucking tell you, man. Like, I guess we can't record. And then it came down on me like a ton of fucking bricks. Because Sunday, I just sat in here wrapped in a blanket watching football in the studio and shit. And I just felt like I was getting sick. And then you raised the Rona a flag and you said, I need you to go get tested. And I went and got tested the next day. And it came back that I had the Rona.
And let me just be clear that the only reason why I wanted you to get tested is so that we could stay away from you, because I don't want to have to restart quarantining for everybody. Like, if you get it, you need to get it gone so then we don't get it. Because it's like, that's just extra time that we can't work. Because if something happens and one of us gets it, then you have to quarantine too, because we have it. So it's just like a big old, I don't want to have to deal with
it. It's a pain
shit.
In the fucking dick. It is. Is what it is.
So I was like, I'd rather you get tested now early to confirm that you've got it or not, so we know whether or not that we can be around you, or if we have to isolate you, which we had to do, which really sucked.
I wasn't even going to go. I was just going to say, I'm sick, because like I said, I'm good for once a year or so to get sick. I just do. It's typically just a couple of days. I'm out of commission for a couple of days and then I'm back, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what this was too. Like I've talked to my boss, you know, throughout the whole thing. And I'm like, look, dude, like by Tuesday, I was feeling okay. Mm-hmm. Like if this was regular year and we didn't know what a fucking COVID was, I would have been back to work tomorrow because I feel right. fucking fine.
Right.
But I mean, the nose yeah. swab says otherwise. So apparently I've got the fucking boogeyman flu. Mm-hmm. Don't know what to tell you. Feeling great. Feeling fucking fine.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm sleeping on the couch because I'm like, I don't want your Rona on the couch. I don't want your Rona anywhere except for in that one room so we can, like, you know, just isolate and clean that.
You were mad at me.
I was mad.
You're mad at me. Like when I was sick, when I was like in the sick mode where like I wasn't sleeping and then I was trying to rest whenever I could, you were kicking the door in every fucking morning at 7:30 like the goddamn FBI.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. You know how our door is, okay?
I tried to open it nicely and it makes loud noises.
No. That door, I'd be like, I would not sleep all fucking night because I had crazy body aches and shit and I couldn't get comfortable. I was sleeping in like 45 minute increments and shit. And then I would finally fall asleep at like 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. And then by 7, you're like, boom, what the fuck? Boo, 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 boo. And I'm like, whoa, man, why are you doing it like this?
No, it was like day 2 or 3 of you not eating anything. And I'm like, you need to get up and nourish your body.
How about I need to rest?
How about you need to eat?
How about I need to rest?
You need nutrients in your body to make you feel better. If you're just going to lay around and not eat, you're not going to get any better because you're just going to get weaker. And the reason why aspirin didn't help with your body aches is because you take them things like they candy.
No.
Yeah.
It's not true. You're so full of misinformation tonight. You're
not.
A goddamn op. What the fuck?
I am not.
Yes, you are.
You have to get like Excedrin severe back and body pain. I'm like, after a while, your kidneys are just going to shut down or it's not going to work anymore.
Yeah, something's going to happen. I don't know what to tell you. Something's going to fucking happen.
Because I don't believe in medicine.
I know you don't. Like,
I want your
Jason,
body to take care of it.
Jason reached out to me probably like Wednesday, like when I started feeling good, because I wasn't like in the mix throughout those first couple days. Mm-hmm. Like even though I was locked up, like I was trying my damnedest to be comfortable and just, you know, ride that shit out. But then like as I started feeling good, like I was catching up on shit and I told them what happened. And he was like, well, what did you take for the sickness part? And I said, nothing. And he was like, damn, you white-knuckled Corona? And I'm like, you don't understand who the fuck I live with, dude. And that, you know, in and of itself is something that I was going to talk about tonight, too, with you. And that's, why is it that when a man gets sick, it's so fucking, like the women all, like, fucking, you know, point and laugh. They're all like, snicker, 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 man cold. He's not feeling well. Like, why is that a fucking thing that, like, for men and women? And don't even tell me about fucking having kids, because it's not what we're talking about. We're talking
about
sick.
Kids at all.
We're talking about sick. And I know you're going to go, because we got to get shit done. So we don't got time to be sick. You fucking think
you really
think you're a goddamn predator and shit. I ain't got time to bleed.
Nope. That's 100% true. I'd still get shit done, even if I was sick. And I have done it in the past. But I want you to tell me, if the tables were turned, if I would have been able to sit in a room by myself for the whole
What do you
week.
Mean, been able?
Because those kids will not leave me alone.
Oh, so in the thick of Corona on Monday fucking morning when I was in the weeds and shit, you were like, but one of the second times, boom, kicked the door and fucking ISIS and shit. I'm here.
Yeah,
and then you're like, you feel well enough to go over lessons with him? And I'm like, I guess. I'm like, no, but what am I going to say to you? You're going to fucking cut my head off and put it on YouTube.
No, you said that you were feeling better, so I
had asked. Not on Monday!
It must have not been Monday. I know that I was frustrated that Monday because we tested positive on Sunday.
I was fighting. No, Sunday. It was Monday.
You went on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had to jump into online schooling with the kids, which
I haven't
done. So, I mean, I had to get everything with their teacher situated. I had to print out lessons so they can follow along. I had to make sure they have everything. Them bitches marked them absent. And I'm like, they're right here. The one day the teacher didn't have Zoom on. So Logan's like, oh, it's Friday. Maybe we don't Zoom because Lucas doesn't Zoom on Fridays. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then I saw something come up on my phone that Logan got marked absent. I'm like, no. And then I was like, Logan, log in. So, I mean, it was just, it was really frustrating for me to try to, like, get everything organized and situated and then still try to work my full-time job. Because then I had to do the online school.
I get all of that.
No, I know, but I was in a hurry because I needed to use your laptop for Lucas because he doesn't have his own. So I needed you to come in and fix.
Oh, that was that was one Zoom. Of the interruptions too.
Right, you're like, because I was in a hurry. I'm trying to fucking work.
Do this, and I needed
your help because he can't be late.
And what did I do? I came in here and legit plugged it in. I plugged in the fucking.
I don't know what your setup is. I just show up. I told you, man.
Like, oh my God, dude. I was side-eyeing you a little bit with that one. I'm like, come on, man. You can't be that tech illiterate.
I was able to hardwire the whatever the wire is to the computer with
that would be the internet.
Yeah, whatever, because you've got fucking extensions to plug in the internet cord.
We've got a very extensive operation.
Your laptop doesn't have an extra USB or whatever that it needs to do. Or it doesn't have a fucking pluggy anything for the Ethernet. Internet. Yeah.
So we don't call those pluggy anything.
I do. Fuck off. So you had to get an extension for that shit. So I hooked that up. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trying to not.
You still don't know what you're doing.
That's all right.
But anyway,
back to the medicine.
But I felt like I went back in there and I was getting a little bit annoyed with you. And then I kind of stopped because I'm like, well, it is a big shift and everything's happening out there. But then I'm like, but I'm the one in here fucking suffering. This is not happening to you.
No, it's not. I was suffering in a whole other way.
But it was only the first couple days. You guys got your rhythm about you, and then by Wednesday, everything was fine.
And then I've been busting in the room asking for help with stuff.
Yeah, and then at that point, when I was feeling good, that's kind of when I was just a prisoner in there. Like, yeah. I couldn't do shit. I couldn't come out. You were dropping food inside the door and shit. The kids were sliding in get well soon cards under the door and shit.
Well, Lucas was.
He is the only one that gives a shit about me in this house. I went a couple days where I didn't even speak to you, all day, all night. Like, it was 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, I guess we're not going to talk today. And you're just right over there.
Quarantine.
I know, but fuck, dude, we got
the less
devices and shit.
That's true. I guess I could text you. I don't think about that.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas my son, the fucking champion of my life, will walk up to the sliding door and knock just to wave and smile at me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Draw me little cards and slide them under the fucking door and shit. I was laying there and he busted open like you did one day, but it was in the afternoon time, so it was an acceptable bust. And I happened to be on the phone. I think I was talking to Kaz or something on the phone. And he just popped his head in the door and he was like, hey. You want a wishing flower? And I was like, fuck yeah, I want a wishing flower. What you think, dog? And he was like, I'm just going to put it on the floor over here because you got the Rona. I'm like, all right, cool. Bet. Thank you. Appreciate your wishing flowers.
The one day when he was like, oh no, the virus or something.
Because again, like our house, the way it's set up is we have sliding doors in all the rooms. So there's access to the pool area from each room with a slider. So y'all were all in the pool, living your happy family fucking single parent life and shit. And I was just in there with my hand pressed against the glass, fucking crying myself to sleep and shit. And I opened the door and I said, I was talking shit to him or something. I told him I was going to bite him or whatever. And he's like, no, don't bite me. You got the Rona. Telling everybody too, sitting in the window, talking through the window to the neighbor kids saying, I can't come out and play because my dad's got COVID. And then fucking texts are coming in from the neighbors and shit who already really don't like us. So that's and now you got diseases next door.
Well, the lady across the street, Miss Nancy, she wanted she wanted to give Lucas some candy, but she can't hear real well. So I kept telling Lucas, no, 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 stay on this side of the street. And I'm trying to tell her that you tested positive for COVID because she's 80-something. She's up there. And she can't really hear me. And I was like, no, we can't come over because, my husband tested positive for COVID and I don't want to get you sick because we don't know if we're carriers because the boys and I hadn't gotten tested yet. So I'm like, I don't want to come any closer. She's like, oh, I thought maybe you didn't want me around your kids. And I was like, no, that's not it at all. But this lady's so nice. She grows bananas in her front yard.
She walks up and down the street with a fucking parrot on her shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, we've spoke about her, so many times. Mm-hmm. She even walks like, I think she might have a peg leg or a wooden hip or something.
Got, she had to have hip surgery or something.
Yeah, she's got, so she's got a fucking, she's a character. I mean, like, of course I want my kids around you because they're going to come home and tell me stories about your fucking characterisms. Well,
she called us over there today as we were putting up the Christmas decorations.
I ignored the shit out of her today.
Why?
Because I was up on a light putting up, or up on a ladder putting up Christmas decorations.
Oh, well, Lucas runs over there. Hey, Miss Nancy. And then she's like, he is just so funny because she calls him Jacob and he says, my name is Lucas. And she thinks that he's kidding.
Oh, yeah. That's been a running joke for weeks.
So she had cut some branches off one of her trees because she has a lot of plants in her yard. So then Lucas wanted to help her put them in the trash. So she put a bag in the garbage can. He's putting the things in there. She's like, hold on, I got something for you. And she gives him 4 quarters.
She gave him a dollar?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
For helping her put her sticks
and
in
And again, the- my fucking lovely, beautiful son, who's just the apple of my eye, tried to then give me that dollar when we got home. Did you see him with the dollar trying to give that to me?
Yeah, well, she gave him
4 quarters. He went and made change. He don't want to give me fucking coins and shit. This is goddamn 2020, dude. Like, he ain't trying to give me coins. He went and he changed it out of his bank with a paper dollar and came and said, here, Dad. I'm like, what's this for? I want you to have it. He went and earned a fucking dollar and brought it home to his old man today, goddammit.
We spent enough money on those kids. I showed Logan because he came in here asking for like $15 for something else. And I said, no.
It was literally just his birthday. What is he asking for?
He spent all his money. So what I did it, every time that we spend money on Xbox, I put Xbox in my Excel spreadsheet for checkbook. So I'll have you know,
I haven't spent anything for Xbox in months. So if it says Xbox, it's all of them.
I'm sure. Well, lately there was a few because he had birthday money. So he spent his birthday money. So I filtered all Xbox purchases. I said, we've spent $700.
Shut the fuck up. I literally just said I didn't get shit.
Because I was like, this is from January till now.
No.
And it was $690 this year on Xbox online purchases.
Well, I mean, like, no, I did get 2K and we did get Tony Hawk. So, I mean, like, I spent $100. I spent $100.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But all of the rest of it's like Fortnite, V-Bucks stuff. For, like,
well, why do you allow that shit?
Because he does well in school and sometimes he helps out. Like, Lucas cleaned his room
sometimes
today.
He helps out. That's what you just said.
Lucas cleaned his room today for $3.
I asked that son of a bitch while I was up on a ladder to pick up the branches in the fucking yard and take them back to the fire pit. That's a very easy, quick task that he could accomplish. And when I got off of that fucking ladder, there were still branches in the yard. You said he was in the pool. So don't tell me about how he helps out around here. Fuck that. Fortnite's getting canceled.
I took his Xbox away from him yesterday because he got lippy.
Yeah, and how long did that last? 3 hours?
Yeah, something like
tops?
That.
Tops? You're such a pushover with him, dude.
I know.
So what else? What else?
What happened this week?
No, I mean, like, I guess that's the fucking end of you. I mean, you wanted to out me, and then, like, you just fucking let the train fizzle out.
Oh, I don't know. The boys and I got tested, and we were tested negative.
Yeah. I went back and retested a week later and was still positive. But then was told that if I wait the 10 days and or 10 days without symptoms, 14 days quarantine, then I could just go back out even though I got a positive test, which I think
which
is a little ridiculous and kind of indicative of the situation
spreading.
In the fucking, you know, in the country right now, you know, is because, like, they're even telling you, oh, yeah, it's cool if you're positive. Just, you know, wait the fucking time and then you're good.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know, but I mean, I'm going back to work on Monday.
Well,
so
apparently, when this first came out, you could still have it for like months. So that's probably why they were like, maybe you could test positive, but maybe it's dormant or something.
She told me that's why they didn't even retest in the beginning, because she was like, if you test positive, we weren't even rechecking you because it was going to come back positive again and you were fine. Mm. And I'm like, there's just so much fucking fuckery.
Yeah,
dude, that's the only way to describe this shit, dude. And everyone couldn't wait, dude, could not fucking wait, because I'm so, you know, we've been very outspoken about how we feel like it's been, you know, politicized and exaggerated and all that shit. So then when I tested positive, everyone was like, oh, I still think coronavirus is bullshit, huh? And I was like, yeah, I fucking do. I was sick for 2 days.
I mean,
I'm fucking straight now.
That's what they call it. It could be just a regular flu
Who knows, they're calling it
COVID. Like, you just don't know. You just have to trust the government, unfortunately.
Nah, maybe you do. I don't.
Well, you have to trust them enough to get your test results.
Yeah, well, I mean, and like fucking my fellow creatures were upset that you even sent me to get tested.
It's just because I didn't want I wanted to know so we don't get it, so we don't have to start the quarantine process.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, because, I mean, that's money out of your pocket when you have to drive and you get paid miles every day.
Yeah, because I was on vacation the first week of November, went back to work for 3 days, got the hurricane day, and then all of a sudden, bam, positive COVID sick, shit. Right. So I legit, like, worked maybe 4 days this month. Right. In November.
And you don't have COVID relief. Like, at least at my job, if you get sick, you still get your full salary. It's like sick time.
Yeah, I'm short term.
Right.
Which I was like, I'm not getting dinged on my miles, you know because I do get compensated for driving, and when I don't drive, I lose out on that compensation. Right. So I mean, like, I'm missing that.
Well, it's supposed to pay for your car or whatever, and your truck payment's pretty much what your miles are. So that's washes that out, and that's what we're supposed to use it for, is like fucking car shit.
Right.
So, but I mean, your company is a good company though, because like even when this first started, they put people in different positions so they wouldn't.
Yeah, nobody got laid off or anything.
Right, that's what I mean. So, I mean, it's not like they're trying to screw you guys or whatever. It's a good company you work for. It just sucks in a situation like this where we're essentially losing so much money.
Well, and it feels, if for a long time it felt like that this shit was like getting better and going away, and now it doesn't feel like that's the case anymore. It feels like, you know, they're, you know, fixing to lock everything up again, and it's going to go right back to the way it was, which, I mean, essentially everyone's been joking 2020 has been a throwaway year. That's what this is going to be. I mean, like, everything's fucking just put on hold now. Well, and if I hear that new normal shit one more time, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
It's not new normal. It's whatever normal is, you know, like I can't do a new normal. And that's why I decided just to keep the kids home for the whole month of December. Just like the next 2 weeks is school, and then they're off 2 weeks for Christmas break and New Year's. So what's the point?
Nah.
You know, because Mackenzie told me just stay home since you're still positive, because nobody wants to fucking get it in the office. And there's a girl back this week.
I was positive a week ago. I mean, I don't know what the case is now. I mean, I'm medically cleared to go back to work. So, I mean, like, I'm like able to be out, you know.
I know, but you could still be positive.
Which is, I get it. But like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like medically cleared to be in the world. So
I know, and you can't help it, but for somebody like me that can work from home, that could be asymptomatic, if I can control it, then I will. And I feel like staying at home is a responsible thing to do, because I'm not worried about so much us, I'm worried about the old people that we come in contact with.
Well, that's mighty big of you.
Here's what?
That's mighty big of you.
Well, we Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, we had to pull the plug on that. That kind of sucked since we host. Sad. We host the holidays, and then when we can't do it, everybody's just kind of like left, like, you
know. Defend for themselves.
Yeah, like, they're all like, I guess we're just going to do nothing, you know, which I'm like, that kind of fucking sucks, because it's my fault, you know, and I have to, you know, bear that or whatever. But everybody was cool. Everybody understood. The worst part, that sucked, because you do enjoy that, and you made a nice Thanksgiving dinner for us just here, you know, and probably a little bit bigger than it needed to be, because that's how you do things.
Well, I had already bought stuff the weekend before, and before you tested positive.
Dude, I was so pissed, because I had my appointment to get my tattoo finished on Friday, and I had to cancel that because I hit her up, and I'm like, look, I was sick earlier in the week, and this is before I got my results from the test even. I'm like, I've been sick. I want to bring that to you on Friday. You know, like, can we reschedule? And she was like, oh, yeah, let me check, blah, 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 blah. January 3rd is my next opening. And I'm like, fuck, man. And
that's not that far.
I start backpedaling, though. I was like, well, I mean, like, if you're cool, I'm cool. And then, like, it came back positive, and I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it anyway now. But it sucks. You know, I was looking forward to getting that finished, too. And I just got locked up in the fucking bedroom. I felt like a teenager on punishment again, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Except for I had, like, my devices. So, I mean, like, I played fucking Nintendo Switch, and I watched a lot of TV shows and movies and whatever, and listened to all my friends, which is kind of a cool thing about podcasts. And I thought, like, in the moment, you know, like, I felt so isolated, you know, even though y'all were in the house and I couldn't see anybody or whatever, but like, I could literally just put my AirPods in and go hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because you listen to a show, especially with, you know, people that you're close personal friends with and that, and you feel like you're just part of a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was dope. I was like, it's really
not
cool.
Not so bad.
Yeah, and then, I mean, and a lot of people were checking in on me, too. Like, I had lengthy conversations on the phone. Like, one day, I feel like I spent the whole day on the phone. Like, I talked to Kaz for, like, an hour. I talked to Adam Simmons for 45 minutes. I talked to Jason Almey for a minute. You know, like,
I'm sure it was longer than that.
I just went from person to person to person because everyone was checking in on me. You know, yeah, fucking Riles was sending me fucking texts and shit, you know, telling me he missed me and all that shit.
Hunter should have sent you some drugs.
I don't trust Hunter. Hunter's a fucking op.
He would roofie you?
Yeah. Well, no. He's government, dude. I don't trust Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hug him and everything if he'll let me, but nah, that's it.
That's it. Well, he smells anyway.
He does. He's the worst smelling person ever. But do you have things that went... Well, I guess you don't get sick, so that's null and void. I was going to say, do you have like go-to movies to watch when you get sick?
I don't really get sick, but I guess when I do, I just binge watch shows.
Whenever I'm like sick, I always watch Lord of the Rings. Just the first one.
It's long and you can fall asleep and still wake up and then be in the middle of it?
No, I actually made it through the whole thing this time. Oh, okay. But that does tend to happen to me anyways. Even when I'm well, I fall asleep during
this shit. I think last year I got strep, but I didn't go to the doctor to take any medicine.
When did you have that pink eye where it looked like the devil shit in your fucking eye crack?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, you couldn't come out the bedroom then either. You were quarantined before it was cool.
Oh, I looked like I was a brain
I couldn't
eater.
Look at you. I couldn't make eye contact with you.
It was so bad.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. It looked like the devil squatted on your face and took a shit right in your fucking eye crack. And then you're like, hey, babe, no, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Turn your fucking face away from me now.
And I went to the Minute Clinic just because I knew I had to get drops.
Ugh.
But like with strep and stuff, I didn't go because I could tell I had strep because my glands were all swollen right here.
Yeah,
and it fucking hurt. But I powered through it. I don't know. I've always said this. I feel like people need to let their bodies do what bodies are supposed to do. And if you just take medicine every time you get a little sniffle, that it's not going to be as effective.
It's supposed to, the idea is it's supposed to make you more comfortable so you could rest, which is very important. I know it's not important to you because you're a fucking drill sergeant from goddamn Full Metal Jacket when it comes to being sick in the house and shit, but it is important to get your rest about you to get, you know, fight the shit off. So if you need to take some NyQuil just to get some sleep.
At nighttime's different.
To alleviate shit.
During the day, your body should be able to fight off the infection. If you take medicine, it tricks your body into thinking that you don't have any symptoms. That's why medicine works the way it does.
So is that how it works?
So if it's tricking your body into not having any symptoms, then your antibodies aren't doing what they need to do. And that's why people's immune systems are
compromised?
Yeah.
Is that why, or is it because everybody's overweight and nobody exercises and nobody pays attention
to
like
actually
taking care of themselves, you know, on a day-to-day basis? It's more reactionary when you get sick.
Sure.
Let's try to fix shit now versus, oh, I'm well. Maybe I should take probiotics. Maybe I should work out. Maybe I should not go to fucking Wendy's. Maybe, you know, all of that shit. I'm guilty of it too. I'm not throwing fucking stones. I'm just saying there should be more emphasis on healthy lifestyle than there should be on, we need to fast track a vaccine. Fuck a vaccine, man. Like, everybody needs to just go outside, fucking be in the fresh air and fucking have, you know, exercise, do that shit. And then maybe we could fight this shit off like you're fucking saying. That's what we need to do. And nobody's talking about that. Instead of saying go out and get fresh air and fucking stay away from motherfuckers, just go outside and be in the sunlight and this and that. They're saying stay in your fucking bedroom.
Right. Well, I think of it about it this way, too. Like, when the virus came over here, it was pretty strong. That's when people were mostly getting very sick and having to be put on the ventilators, the people that had the conditions and stuff. But if you take a glass of Kool-Aid and you pour it...
I love Kool-Aid.
If you pour it in a glass of water, and you take... It's going to dilute it. And you take that glass and pour it into more water, it's going to dilute it more. So the strain that came over here isn't the same strain that is here now.
Did you do a science experiment?
No, I'm just saying.
Did you legit do that? Did you make some Kool-Aid?
Every time... No, I didn't make any Kool-Aid.
I want some.
Every time the virus transfers to a person, that person's body is different. It has different variables in it. So every time the virus...
Of course.
Yeah, so it changes. It changes it.
And that's the thing, too. I get everybody's... Like, I'll tell you this. When I went back to get rechecked, and the nurse was in the room taking my vitals and whatever, she was making small talk with me, and she was like, oh, you tested positive last week? And I said, yeah. And then she said, my 82-year-old grandma got tested positive at the hospital a couple months ago. And I was like, oh, shit, is she cool? And she was like, yeah, she's she was fine. She didn't even get sick. She just tested positive. And she was trying to tell me that she didn't have it and this and that. And I was like, Grandma, yes, you did. You tested positive at the hospital. And she was like, then why aren't I dead? Because I'm 83 and I should be dead because it kills the old people and mm-hmm. da da da. And she's like, well, be glad that you're not because everybody's right. fucking different. And I was like, yeah, everybody is different. That's the thing. You can't say, like, young Jamie got this shit and beat it in a day. I got this shit and beat it in fucking 3 days. Right. You know, like,
it just depends.
Some people get it and they're still in the fucking, you know, hospital. They're still, yeah, it's just,
there's a guy in my work that was in ICU for like 4 days, but he's also a diabetic. So it just depends on the person.
Yeah.
You know, and after I had, cause I had told my sister that you had tested positive.
Oh God.
And then like the next day she shares this post cause she's the worst with this. She's like, oh my God, this is so sad. And it was these two people that died of COVID from COVID complications. And they had a little boy that was like in kindergarten or something. And I'm like, why are you sharing this shit? Number one, the people that passed away, as Uncle Randy would say, they were fatties. So they weren't healthy. And they're probably, their body had a hard time operating as it was. Because it wasn't just they were overweight like you and I. I mean, they were really obese. So
I'll have you know that I look good.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying that we're not in the best shape.
Well, yeah, I ain't got fucking abs, but I ain't had abs since I was 17.
Cherry Cokes all day, and now we're drinking this dark ass beer.
Well, you bought it.
They were buy two get one free. So I don't know. I don't know. I just, the whole thing is just, I feel like people need to let their bodies do what it's supposed to do, and then it wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, no, like I said, I feel great. I've felt great for well over fucking a week and a half now, you know, and like I said, if this was a normal year, I would have been back to work after 2 days of, you know, just being right. sick. Well, it's not a normal year, but that afforded me lots of time to watch fucking Infinity War and Endgame back to back, which is something I've been wanting to do since that shit came out. Because I haven't had 6.5 hours to just sit down and do that, but I did that. I sat there and watched Infinity War, and as soon as the credits rolled, I hit play on fucking Endgame, and yeah. I loved it. I enjoyed the shit out of that. I fucking just decided I was going to watch The Office through again because it's supposedly leaving Netflix this month. So I'm like, oh, well, watch it through one more fucking time. I watched the entire series of Rick and Morty again one more time. Like, I've just been fucking watching TV and shit. And then once I finally, like, I served my time and I was able to come out and mingle and shit a little again, I was coming and sneaking into the studio at night and playing fucking 2K, so I got some basketball times and shit. Yeah, you just leave
the doors open and go across the pool or whatever.
It was fucked up, dude. And I'll tell you, I told you a little bit about that too, because, like, I've been walking through the outside from bedroom to studio and not going through the house to not, like, fucking risk anything more or whatever. And the one night I heard some crazy fucking noises in our yard, dude. I heard them
outside today.
Fuck, dude.
I don't know if it was, because you said it was like Bigfoot knocking.
Yeah, it was like.
And I heard that too, but I don't know where it was coming from.
Well, like, I the first ones I was explaining away, because it was late. It was like 2 a.m, and I'm sitting here in the studio with the slider open. And all at that time of night, obviously it's dark and there's no lights out there. Right. All I can see is black. I could see the immediate light that's pouring like right outside the door, and then that's it. And I'm hearing little like tick, 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 tick. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, those are just acorns falling down on the roof and then hitting the gutter. So it's explained away. And then like off in the distance, because you've subjected me to watch so many dumper shows, you know, and I've seen goddamn fucking Bobo in the woods making knocks and calls shit. I hear like fucking cracks and shit. Like it's like hitting trees with a big stick. It's like crack, crack, and it's like off in the distance. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Then I'm feeling like I'm hearing like fucking like sticks breaking and shit. And I'm like, what's in the yard? And I'm like scared to go out there even and shit. And I ran out there and flipped on the fucking pool light just so I could get a little bit of light. And then it stopped for a little bit. And then like I'm still sitting here like 3 a.m. I'm hearing it again, like fucking knocking and banging and shit out there. And I'm on a headset with my boy Nick. Shout out to Nick Smick. And he's like, you've been asking for it for all these years. Aliens finally coming for your ass. Figured out what fucking COVID is, dude. Once you're in that database and you test positive, then fucking aliens are coming for you. And I'm like, dude, don't even say that shit because it might be fucking true.
Or the Department of Health, because we got phone calls from them when we got in.
There was like a fucking 30-minute survey I had to complete just because I tested fucking positive. Now I am on a list.
I had to do 3 of them because I'm the parent or guardian of Logan and Lucas. So when they called me, they had to go through the script. I had to go through the script 3 times. But then I thanked her. I said, I know research is important. I'm happy to help or whatever because they want to. It's all research based.
That's oppish behavior. That's a very oppish thing for you to say.
What?
Fucking talking about that research and shit.
Yeah, I like science.
But it was nice when I actually got the clear, because that was one of the hardest things, is just not being able to like have like physical contact with y'all. You know, yeah. Like the kids, like Lucas even too, again, my little man, dude, like he would come in there and he would go to fucking hug me, and I'd have to like stop him as he's coming across the room and shit. And like when I was finally able to come back, like that was like, dude, that was everything, man. Mm-hmm. And even your ass, you know, like fucking stopped me a couple times because I went to hug you and shit. And you're like, no. Damn, man.
I put my shirt over my face one time and hugged you.
Yeah, I know. Fucking feeling like a damn outcast in my own home.
Well, I had to leave you alone, or else it would have just been harder.
No, I get it. I fucking get it.
We made up for it.
And then everything's cool now too. I mean, like, but that is the long explanation of why we haven't had an episode. Because the first weekend was cursed with all kinds of Friday the 13th, you know, esque hijinks and shit. The computer wasn't working, the fucking whatever wasn't working, everything was fucked up. And then I was like, well, we'll just skip that week. And then the fucking positive test, well, I can't come into the studio because you're working out of the studio, they're schooling out of the studio, so I can't come fucking in here and contaminate. So that's right. Another week down. It's just, and then last week, same fucking thing, dude. Like, couldn't sneak in here. You know, nope. I wanted to actually record that Monday when I was sick. Like, I came in here wrapped in a blanket going, hey, you want to fucking bang this out tonight and I'll edit tomorrow? And you're like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, go to sleep.
But, I mean, we're back. So, I mean, if you missed us, then here we are. And if you didn't, then, you know.
Fuck you, Kyle.
Fuck you, Kyle. Which, I'm glad you fucking said that, because, like, dude, when I told, I think it was Kaz, I told Kaz, you know, what happened, and he was like, Kyle's gonna have a fucking field day with this. I ain't hear shit from Kyle. I got a conspiracy theory, man. I think one of our upcoming guests might actually be Kyle, and I questioned him about it, and he said no, but I have
he's been known to do that.
I have a feeling.
Wasn't he a liver or something?
A liver?
Blunt Mommy's livers?
No, that was John Buchanan's.
Oh, okay. I was like, Kyle sounds like a white bread maker.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, still fuck you, Kyle. Forever now, fuck you, Kyle, because mm-hmm. he tried to fucking put me on blast a couple weeks ago. But anyway, our last episode with Kaz was very much fun. It was one of the better episodes that I think we've done in a while, just because we were having a great talk and it was early in the day and we were kind of day drinking and kind of lit and just kind of making fun of him for being a nerd. And we didn't get a chance to get to any Florida stories. And then we missed a week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks. So, like, I've picked a few. I got a lot of Florida stories. You want to spend some time in our backyard for the rest of this episode, that and we can just good. Talk about some crazy shit?
Sure.
Okay.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit. And I thought my family was fucked up.
So, our What the Fuck Florida stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com. That's spelled O-H-F-I-S-H-L. And use code HTNOS to save 25% off of your order of handcrafted, beautiful t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. Mm-hmm. If you're unfamiliar with Official is a streetwear brand that takes well-known logos and flips them and makes them the official spin, the official brand. As well as, Kaz makes a lot of original designs as well. I've got an Official shirt for every day of the week. They are just, as producer Nick says, just good high quality shit. Yep. So check out official.com. That's O-H-F-I-S-H-L. Use code HTNOS. Get yourself something nice.
Live and, by your rules.
Yeah. Official clothing.
Live by your own rules.
You are jumping every gun today.
Sorry, I'm excited.
So obviously some of these are dated because we skipped them even the week that we were there. So some of them are a month old. This is actually a pre-election story that I thought about getting rid of, but you know what? It's here. So fuck it. Haines City, Florida man allegedly drove a stolen backhoe through town digging up Joe Biden campaign signs.
I've heard about that.
Did you hear about that?
Oh yeah. Everybody's angry and up in arms about the election.
Well, this was actually pre-election. This was from the end of October. So this was
butthurt over that stuff, man.
Yeah, and I don't get it. You know, and it seems like the older generation that is a lot, you know, that puts a lot of stock into the judicial system, and that's probably because, you know, they've come up through the 80s and the Reagan era and all that shit, you know, like, so I don't know. The older you get, the more you even pay attention to it. Because like the last, I'd say 4 to 8 years is the most I've paid attention to this shit either, you know, in my life
at
too.
All. Yeah. Yeah. Same.
And I don't even really pay attention to it. I just kind of peripherally see shit. But I mean, I don't know.
Really, all you can do is do your part and then see what happens.
I don't even think you can do that. I've said it before. I don't know if I've said it on HTNOS, but I believe in my heart of hearts, I believe all this shit is predetermined, and it doesn't matter what you go and I go and they go and punch on the fucking ticket and slide through the fucking machine, because it's all predetermined. Whatever the outcome is going to be, those strings have been pulled already, and they want to give you the illusion of freedom to choose, and maybe it might come out to the way that you want, maybe it might not, but at the end of the day, those decisions were made without us. And maybe. That's what I really honestly believe. And that's just me. That's just me talking. So I don't fucking know. But in this particular instance, this man felt so strongly with his aversion to Joe Biden that he saw so many signs in his neighborhood that he went to a construction site, stole a fucking a backhoe. I was going to say a bulldozer, because I think the original story did say bulldozer. Oh, okay. And then they edited it to be, you know.
Because people didn't know the difference.
Correct. I think backhoe sounds fucking better than bulldozer.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling you backhoe.
Oh, no.
James Blight, 26, was arrested and charged with grand theft auto and trespassing with additional charges possible, Mike Ferguson of the Haines City Police reported Monday. Blight told police that he had been drinking whiskey all day and didn't remember most of the day. He said that he couldn't help but hit the Joe Biden signs and acknowledged to taking down a fence in the process, as well. Blight said he did not know how to operate the equipment.
He did a pretty good job for not knowing. He's kind of wreck shit.
Ferguson said the investigators learned that Blight took out a private chain link fence and several political signs and a city-owned speed limit sign. Oof. Quote, it's absurd that a grown man could think he had the right to destroy someone else's property based on difference in political opinion. Fact was, he was driving heavy equipment. He didn't know how to operate down busy roads and could have been disastrous. We're thankful that no one was hurt.
But he pays taxes.
Blah, blah, blah.
But he pays taxes.
Fuck's I got to do anything.
No, I'm just saying that's like something that he would say. I pay my taxes. I can do what I want.
I mean, he might.
I paid for this street with my taxes.
Cornelius Marion, a neighbor who saw the attack, said that he thought something didn't look right as soon as he saw the front end loader with the backhoe arm. What is that? Maybe I don't know what a backhoe arm is. What the fuck is that?
It's one of those like...
Front end loader would mean like it's got a bucket on the front. I don't fucking know.
It's one of those things with like the claws.
I have been fortunate enough never to have had to work on a construction site. So I don't know what a backhoe arm is. Cornelius says he revved up the engine and rammed the fence. Then he saw the driver scooping up the yard and the Biden-Harris campaign sign atop it. I thought, that doesn't look right.
You don't think?
Thanks for your input, Corny.
Corny.
I jumped into my truck and called 911 and followed along. The whole time he's riding down the road, he's yelling at people, cussing them out. Marion continued, alleging that the suspect told one person at an intersection, I'm going to run you over.
All right. At least they got time to get out of the way. Those things don't move very fast.
That's the next thing.
I'm going to run you over. Was it when they have that rolly thing on it? And he's like, and it's like 10 minutes later. Maybe it's like a Tom and Jerry. But it's like coming real slow. Like
steamroller?
Yeah, and it's coming real slow, and they're like screaming, like they're going to get run over, but they really have all this time to get out of the way, and they just don't.
Well, in the cartoons, they haul ass.
I don't remember what it was.
During the slow motion backhoe chase across town, cars were backed up behind the slow. Oh, he was on the road with this thing, too.
Oh, jeez.
Suspect passed by another lawn, blah, blah, blah. But he took up the front end and dropped it down, dug it up. Marion recalled that's where at the same time he hit the 15-mile speed limit. But he dug up a lot of fucking signs. He got drunk. He went to a construction site. He stole a fucking bulldozer and he tore up goddamn people's yards.
Well, don't do that.
I just couldn't imagine feeling so strongly about the shit that, like, you know, like seeing all the Trump flags and shit, too. Like, if Adam Simmons said it best, if you ever put a political fucking flag up out of the back of your truck for either party, forget my number. Delete my fucking number. I don't need you in my life. You're not the kind of person that I want to be friends with.
Right.
You know?
I don't know why people get so angry either.
It doesn't make any sense. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you just let go and realize that none of the shit fucking matters, and this is just a goddamn, this is a, what this is, a sports for rich people that don't play sports. Mm-hmm. They follow politics because they get a team and they cheer for their team and they get really mad when their team loses. But then when their team wins, they get fucking, they do touchdown dances and shit and they dig up signs and they get crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's all this fucking is, dude. At least in my humble opinion.
Which no, I agree with
doesn't
you.
Amount to much, but, you know, it is what it is.
Everybody's want to say, oh, he's a liar, he's a liar. Well, guess what? They're all fucking liars.
Exactly correct. Mm-hmm. Exactly correct. Next one I got for you. This one I want the woman's perspective on, because...
I'll give it to you anyway, even if you don't ask.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your candor.
Oh, okay.
Fruitland Park, which sounds like a bad amusement park. Woman, Florida woman was accused of stealing items from her late ex-husband's grave.
What?
Bitches be petty.
I guess.
That's what it is.
What's he got on his grave that she wants to take?
A Florida woman. A Florida woman is accused of repeatedly taking items from her late ex-husband's grave that were placed there by the man's fiance, according to the Fruitland Park Police Department. So her ex-husband was engaged to a new woman and then died. So this is the new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just setting that tone. Setting that scene. It says records show that the man's fiance first contacted police in late September, claiming that she had placed two wedding invitations, a pair of $250 Costa sunglasses, an LED hanging starlight, two double curl hanging planters, a weeping willow string light, six snapdragon plants, artificial flowers, a ring, a sugar skull. What the fuck is going on? Are they doing voodoo at this goddamn gravesite? What is all this fucking?
He's in a mausoleum.
It sounds like he's in a goddamn trailer park, is what it sounds like. What the fuck?
Crazy.
Sugar skull at the grave. I want to know what a sugar skull is.
It's the Day of the Dead skulls. The skulls that are painted all pretty with like the flowery eyes.
That's made out of sugar?
Well, they call them sugar skulls because it's skulls with a bunch of like bright colors and stuff on them.
Within 2 days, all the items valued at $438 were missing.
That's too much shit to put at a gravesite.
Absolutely. Take one fucking rose and you throw it there and you cry and you take a sip of a flask from your pocket and then you move on with your life.
I don't want to know why all those things are there. If I was that dead guy, I'd be like, get this shit out of here. I'd be like rising up out of the dead to kick that shit over.
The woman said she suspected Ronnie Lee Kimberlin.
Trailer park.
Take a moment, pause, and let that settle in. Mm-hmm. Ronnie with an I, Ronnie Lee Kimberlin, who is the ex-wife of her late fiance. Mm-hmm. When the officer questioned Kimberlin about the missing items, she said, quote, I heard of some family drama, but I didn't take any items. This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on October 19th, a clear glass skull cup and a soulmate diamond painting were reported stolen from the gravesite. So they went
Why
back and they dropped
diamonds.
They dropped some more shit off. This guy must have been the best guy ever because they're celebrating him so much. Either that or he just died, because you know how that shit goes too. When somebody just dies, everybody's really like fucking over the top with it, and then it kind of fades away a little bit.
I mean, when my mom passed away and they had her, you know, they dig the hole or whatever and they put her in there. I mean, my kids threw sticks in the hole.
They did do that.
Lucas threw a stick in there and Aubrey, I think, put a flower or something.
Yeah, I knocked him in the head for that.
I'm sure my mom appreciated it.
Stolen from the gravesite. A few days later, a woman came forward saying she used to live with Kimberlin and she was with her when she stole the items from the grave.
Oh, jeez.
Police said Kimberlin took a glass bottle from the grave and threw it down, quote, crackhead path.
Oh, all right.
Took planters and gave them to her brother, quote, because he needs them. And took the glass cup and a garbage can, took the picture frame and stored it in her attic. And
they had a garbage can there too?
Took the children to her grave, or to the grave, and had them use purple chalk to have them cross out the word fiance from the gravestone.
Why is it's her getting, name on his gravestone?
Because he was with her now at that point.
Yeah, but... Where have you ever seen a gravestone that just doesn't say
fiance?
Right.
Yeah.
You have like, you know, beloved father, nothing about nobody else. Like if I died, I'd just be like, you know, would you put your name like, oh, wife of Christian Wutzke?
Well, I mean, yeah, a lot of people do, you know, or it would say if I were to die next month, which I mean, I am turning 40 and I do. Trust me, when I got the positive results, I thought maybe that was the beginning of fulfilling the prophecy. My luck, I would be one of the 0.8% that actually fucking die from this shit. That's just my luck, all right?
Be a better person.
You said it yourself, Marshmallow or Juice World or whatever the fuck. I keep trying, but I'd be fucking up.
Yeah.
If I were to die next month, I would think that mine would say, like, loving husband, devoted father, or something of that nature.
You know? I wouldn't put our names on there.
Well, I don't think it said that. It said the word fiance. Which is kind of still weird. I mean, but I guess
she's talking about him. He's on there. So she bought the headstone that said devoted fiance or something.
Yes, exactly. Oh, and, okay. And the ex took the kids to the fucking cemetery with sidewalk chalk to cross that shit out.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Which, I mean, again, petty.
That's shit.
you're the ex anyway. Move on. You know, like, that's another thing, too. Like, with, you know, like, I brought up the female shit with the men getting sick, okay? You know so many people in our lives that have been jilted by a man and that the woman just decided she was going to quit on life and just devote the rest of their lives to being bitter fucking ex-wives. Like, that's the thing. Like, your mom falls into that category. My mom falls into that category. I have aunts that fall into that category where they've been divorced for fucking 40 years and they still motherfuck the guy. Like, move on. Move the fuck on, dude. It's over.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel like if it was me and I was the dude, I don't know, because I don't know if it was sudden or not, but normally I would feel like we would have what we want on our gravestones. But if this guy was just more than a fiance, so I feel like he should just put what encompasses him. Like, if he was a father, just put devoted father.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, plus two, fiance is just like, you know, boyfriend plus, you know, like, until you actually... like, make it official, that shit don't mean nothing. Like, you're still single, you know? Like, there's no, like...
That fiance ain't getting nothing.
No.
She ain't in the will.
Well, she might have been. I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. But hey, just to let you know and to let the record show, the planters were found at Kimberlyn's brother's house.
No shit. Yes. She's probably grown weed in them.
She was arrested and she faces charges of petty theft and disturbing a grave site. Petty. Mm-hmm. Petty. But why do they spell petty different in petty theft? It's not P-E-T-T-Y. It's P-E-T-I-T.
Petite?
Petty. That's how you spell petty and petty theft. I copied this shit straight from the fucking police report.
P-E-T-I-T?
Yeah.
That's petite.
Nah, motherfucker, that's petty. That's the English language and how stupid it is.
That's literally how you spell petite.
Well, and listen. No, there's an E at the end of petite, okay?
How you know?
Because I'm brilliant.
No.
I'm going to keep with this vibe, and we're going to the Florida Keys for a quick one here. Florida woman used a fake dating profile to advertise, quote, free meth at arrival's home.
Sounds normal.
Does it sound normal? No. Does it? Vanessa Marie Huckaba, 29.
Huxtable?
Huckaba.
Oh. Like Yakima?
You got to say it like that, too. Very breathy, very deep. Huckaba. Ugh. You know?
She sounds like she's into some hoodoo.
Vanessa Marie Huckaba, 29, created the Island Babe 1234 profile on a website seeking arrangement and included the name, photo, and cell phone number and address of a woman who was dating her ex-boyfriend, according to an arrest report. So she breaks up with this guy. The new girl is in the mix. They're loving life. They're happy. They're doing their thing. And she's bitter about that. She's jilted. So she creates this fake profile with the clever fucking Island Babe 1234, which doesn't sound like spam at all. You know, after 4 years practically of dealing with fucking podcast promoters, you know, like, you can see that shit coming a mile away. 1234. Yeah, that sounds legit. Creates this shit and says, this bitch has free meth.
Well, she knows what was going to get his attention.
Well, it says multiple strangers began arriving at the victim's residence thereafter. Other creeps sent the woman naked photos of themselves. Nice. 36-year-old victim said that Huckaba, who she's never met, started harassing her back in October.
It sounds like something Borat would say. I want to be like Yakshamash.
Began harassing her back in October after she began dating a man that Huckaba had previously been in a relationship with for 6 months. So not even like fucking my longtime boo of many years. Right. She fucked him for 6 months and then just can't quit him.
Wow.
She had allegedly received a stream of threatening phone calls and messages from Huckaba, including one that said, quote, you think techs are bad, next is your house, and then your job.
Oh, shit.
The victim blocked her on her phone only to have her call back from different numbers. She was arrested on Saturday and charged with cyberstalking and harassing, both misdemeanors. Hawkabaugh was released the same day on $5,000 bond.
Damn.
I can't, in my life, I can't figure out why, like, when it's... I mean, let me backpedal. I understand when somebody breaks up with you, granted, it's only happened to me once, but when someone breaks up with you and you don't agree, it can be very hard to move on.
Sure.
When you don't understand. You know, it's like, where the fuck did this come from? Everything was fine, and now all of a sudden you're pulling the plug. I'm still into you. You're obviously not into me. I get it. But, like, to go to these lengths that these women are going to, I mean, like, fucking the one broad threw something down crackhead path and the other one's advertising free meth at some broad's house that she never even met. Like, it's
right.
It's so, I don't know, like, how do you get to that point? Like, when you're sitting down at the computer and you're like, all right, here we go, Island Babe 1234. Like, what is going through your mind? Like, I can't even, like, put myself into the mindset of someone that's going to do that.
No, they're, well, people that do that are just vengeful, like, assholes.
Petty.
Yeah, that.
But not with an IT.
No.
With a TTY.
Ha ha.
Next one I got for you. We're in Davie, where a man was mauled after paying for a full contact leopard experience.
Ooh.
Did you see this?
Kind of.
This was a couple weeks ago. It was a very Tiger King-esque.
Yes.
Dwight Turner, 50 years old, paid $150 to a man named Michael Poggi, who runs what he describes on Facebook as an animal sanctuary at his Davie home. Mm-hmm. During the leopard encounter, detectives say Turner paid to be able to play with it, rub its belly, and take pictures. I hope they're referring to the cat.
Oh.
When he entered the backyard enclosure, however, Florida Wildlife Commission report says the leopard growled at him and attacked.
Well, yeah, it's a fucking stranger.
Well, that's why you're only supposed to do it. Like, I mean, like, we've all watched Tiger King. I mean, that's why you're only supposed to do it with the cubs. And then once they get to a certain age, then they can't do it anymore, right? Because they start figuring the fuck out what's happening. Mm-hmm. So it was probably a little too old, you know, and he was trying to squeeze a little bit out. It might have been
uncomfortable too, because animals sense that shit. So if he's like being weird, and then the cat's like, well, I'm going to attack and ask questions later, just because their main thing is just for self-defense.
It says the big cat mauled Turner, tearing one of his ears in half and leaving his scalp, quote, hanging from his head, according to the report.
That's normally what happens.
He's undergone multiple surgeries, according to the Wildlife Commission, which shared a post, a photo of the man's bandaged head. I don't have. I could try to pull
it for you. No, it's fine.
Authorities say Poggi, who was licensed to own the leopard, was charged with allowing a full contact with extremely dangerous animal. Officers also used a citation for maintaining captive wildlife in an unsafe condition.
Man, I hope that dude got insurance.
He's not the, what was the other guy that had the harem of women on Tiger King?
Joe something? No.
No, that was Joe Exotic, motherfucker. Joe,
no.
Doc Annell.
Oh, that
this,
guy.
This is like a lowbrow Doc Annell, man. Like, he's trying to do, you know, and how many, this is a thing too. How many people you think saw Tiger King and were like up on like the fucking, what they were doing and figured out that was a thing. And they're like, I'm going to do that too.
Sure.
I'm going to make some money too.
Sure.
$150 and they're to let the guy come in and rub the belly of some fucking cat. I mean, it seems like easy money, right?
Yeah. If your cat doesn't maul them to almost to death.
Now, I saved another video that I saw way back in, you know, fucking October or whatever with this too, that made me, I was going to link it together. Did you see the video of that guy in Utah that got the cougar on the path that was like coming after him?
Yeah.
I saved that video here. Do you want to see it?
It's 10 minutes or something, isn't it?
It's kind of long, I think.
Yeah, because it was like stalking him or something. And it kept coming on the path. Good for him for not like running. Yeah, that's some scary shit.
Look at that thing.
No! Roar! No.
That's what you're supposed to do, right? You're supposed to be big.
I'm big and scary.
Yep.
I'm big and...
Sounds like Rosie, don't it?
Go away.
Grumble fucking and shit.
Well, apparently she had cubs or something.
Go away.
Well, that's typically how it works.
I'm not coming back down, I promise.
He's got to be, what, maybe 10 feet from that cat and it's just walking towards him?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then it goes off into the woods and then comes back.
Babies.
See, a lot of it, a lot of it is just this, where, you know, it's walking towards him. But, I mean, like, if you watch it, it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, dude, especially when she charges.
That's, yeah, watch. She's getting close. Look, she's getting close now. She's going to do that thing with the fucking...
Yeah, it's fucking...
No, go away. Go away.
I'd be throwing rocks and shit at it.
See, look, that right there, that fucking... Yeah. Tot. Yo, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
No!
And if you run, they'll chase you.
Exactly, because I thought that, too. I'm like, why don't you... But you know what? If you're in Utah, for one, and you're walking through those woods like that, look at the where he is running. How do you not have a pistol on you?
Yeah.
How do you not
Or at least a mace or something.
No, dude, you have to have a firearm.
Where's my gun?
Yes, you have to have a firearm if you're going jogging by yourself through that in fucking Utah. Come on, bro. I'm stupid and I know that shit.
No.
Dude, that fucking little thing is terrifying. Yeah. Now, when did you take me... to the trails with the dog? That was when we were on vacation. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was around the time I saw this video and I had this saved to talk about on the show. And the whole time we were walking through those trails, I was like, in my mind, what am I going to do if that happens? Because you saw that last year in Florida too, that video where like someone was walking on the trail and the cat ran past him and kept going, but it ran towards him like it was going to fuck him up and then just kept going.
Right.
The whole time we're walking through the trails, I was like, holy shit. I don't think
there's cougars at where we were.
Florida Panther, baby. It ain't just a hockey team.
Yeah, but they're not here. They're more southern, I think.
I would think it'd be more northern, to be honest with you.
I'll have to look.
I think northern is cats and shit like that, and southern is more reptiles.
I would think that we'd have more of a chance of getting startled by an alligator.
I thought about all of it.
Yeah, because you can't look away either. She'll jump you.
Eventually, this cat just decides she's done, and she turns around and runs away. Like, she turns around. You know how cats are, dude. They just start running for no fucking reason. So, like, something happened, and that cat just turns around and fucking hauls ass away.
That's scary shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't know what I would do.
I would like to think that I would handle myself as well as that dude did, you know, like staying calm. Honestly, going live or recording the video or whatever the fuck he did probably
helped him
because he was talking, you know, like I don't know that he would have handled like himself quite in that manner if he didn't do that.
No,
but that's also smart too. That's also smart too if you go live, because if something does happen, then they know where you fucking are, right? You know?
Mm-hmm. So, that's scary shit.
Not something that I'm interested in.
Nope.
Bringing it back in Largo, Florida man accused of lashing out at fast food workers over a lack of lettuce.
Who wants the lettuce? give me the meat.
You got any of them vegetables on my shit? You better take it off.
I mean, when you go to Wendy's, they put like one piece of lettuce on the bun and it hangs out all over the place. I'm like, why even bother?
It is. Wendy's does have like GMO lettuce. It's so much bigger than the fucking sandwich.
Well, and then at McDonald's, they got that shredded lettuce shit.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I hate McDonald's, but I don't mind that shit. Honestly, and full disclosure, the only reason that I saved this story was for the opening line.
Uh-oh.
The opening line was everything to me, and it's because, I mean, I love a good dad joke, obviously. I make them on the show all the time just so I could use my favorite soundbite.
Logan is the lord of puns.
Well, he would appreciate that. This, too.
Mm-hmm.
Opening line of this fucking story, Romaine Calm. Yes! Romaine Calm. Police say they were called to a Checkers on Omerton Road.
Checkers? Who fucking eats there?
I love Checkers.
Oh my God, they're the worst.
I haven't eaten Checkers in many years.
Probably because you got diarrhea so bad you never wanted to go back.
They used to have like 2 for $4s or whatever. Like they had like low, cheap chicken sandwiches and they're good, and Checkers got them good fries. So I used to frequent Checkers quite a bit.
Ugh.
Nasty. Police were called to Checkers on Omerton Road around 11:30 after employees reported that Henry Aker Carbello, 49, was beating on the glass window of the drive-thru and screaming at employees because they didn't have lettuce to put on his sandwich. The employee said that they were afraid for their safety and for that of themselves and the customers. When police arrived, they saw Aker Carbello. It's a hyphen, so I already fuck him. Shout out to Riley. Was uncooperative and denied the allegations. According to affidavit, he also refused to provide his driver's license, repeatedly asked him, which resulted in the officer opening the door and escorting him out of his vehicle. Blah, blah, blah. He was in handcuffs and they took him away. Again, not a real fucking hard story, but dude, the opening line, 5 stars.
It's like, if you love lettuce that much, I'm sure you have some at your house. Just put some on your burger when you get home.
Dude, and again, I had this, this was a couple weeks ago. I had this saved, and I had a note here because it happened to me that day. When I was working, I was running a route, and I was out in Plant City, and I was at a Circle K, and I saw somebody flip the fuck out in the store. And I very rarely get to see those as they happen, but I saw this fight happen out there, and I was going to talk about it because you're saying this dude flipping out over lettuce. Mm-hmm. I was behind the counter at Circle K counting cigarettes, doing my fucking inventory, and I hear this chick that's a customer just say, "Well, fuck you, bitch." And I turned around and was like, "Oh shit, what the fuck?" And she was talking to the girl, the cashier girl, because apparently she stepped up to like be waited on and checked out, and the girl was on her phone and didn't immediately like look up to her and like go fucking like address her and ring her shit up. And like she got crazy. And then the bitch behind the counter was like, "Who the fuck are you talking to?" And like she got ghetto like back with her, you know? She's like, "Fuck you, bitch. I don't know you. Fuck you. Who are you talking to?" Then they start jaw jacking back and forth. The girl hit the fucking plexiglass that hangs down at Circle K. She's like, "Fuck you, bitch. Come outside." And I'm like, "Damn, you're gonna fight someone because they were on their phone when you wanted to buy your Red Bull? Wow. Like, what the fuck?" And then the girl that worked at Circle K was like, "I'm not dealing with this shit." And she went into the fucking office to clock out to go into the parking lot to fight her. I'm like, "Oh my God, you're going to do it?" And she was like, "Well, yeah, but I'm going to clock out because, you know, like, I don't want to be on the clock. I want to go out there and whip this bitch's ass." And she walked past her manager, got on a computer, started taking her shit off or whatever. And the chick's going crazy. And then they go out in the parking lot and they're fucking jaw jacking again. Like, I'm standing there just watching the whole thing go down. And then finally some dude got in the middle of the two of them, you know, and started yelling and shit because they were getting, mm-hmm. they were getting fucking rowdy out in the parking lot. Like, God damn. And
how do you as a manager just say, "Okay, yeah, go fight and come back right back in"?
Who works at Circle K, dude? I mean, like, no disrespect to motherfuckers that are just trying to do their shit, but come on, you ain't like working at Circle K because that's your fucking career, you know?
Well,
damn, Rosie. Mm-hmm. Grumble fucker. I was flabbergasted.
Our old neighbor used to work at Circle K, and she was very nice.
Who? That one lady. Yeah. She was so nice. Yeah, she was very nice. And then when I had to go to that Circle K, she would always talk my ear off.
Mm-hmm. Like, "Oh, yeah, how you doing?"
Yeah, she would always talk my fucking
ear
off.
She's very sweet.
But you know what? That fight, bringing back up into current timelines, we're merging timelines here. There was a new fight video that happened at Wawa. Did you see that?
No.
It was originally sent to me. Jody B scooped the fucking nation on this and sent this to me days ago, and then it came up in my Florida Man stories now.
Nice.
So I will show you this because it's very I want to see what you think about this fight.
They called them droopy drawers.
Well, you'll see why in just a sec.
These two dudes fighting at 2 a.m. in Wawa. Okay.
With their asses out. And their pants around their knees.
Well, I did send you that one picture of that guy at Dave and Buster's.
No, it's going down. Go ahead. No. Oh, where we walling, bro? His ass out. I just want my sandwich. No. Go ahead.
Oh, that poor Wawa employee. He don't get paid for that.
Yeah, Paul, move, bro.
Yeah, Paul, move.
Let them boys do what they gotta do.
They're not even fighting. They're
take them to the sky.
They're struggling. Up top,
chicken box.
Oh my God.
Bro, pull out your pants, fam. You're doing a stomp move.
You doing a stomp move?
I have to get that sound bite.
No. Wow, 2 in the morning. You ain't got no armor? Shit, might as well.
So they got their masks wild on.
Y'all tired now. Y'all tired.
I'm tired.
You already know. Take it outside. Y'all boys get from the register so I can pay.
Dude, you can't y'all even go into Wawa over without a mask. Y'all boys about to get back and
just come pay my
phone. He's got his mask on and his dick is out.
You wildin', fam. Yeah, they tripping out here, ain't it? It's 2 in the morning. Just let go. That's all you got to do, fam.
I told him let me let go.
If y'all wanted to end, y'all both just let go. Y'all both dap up. Call it quits. Y'all got a good one in. I like it.
This guy is all time.
He ain't going to do shit. Y'all boys just agree to not motherfucking hit each other.
Dude, the guy with the video, the guy recording is like all
it.
Time.
Whoa, whoa, there you go.
Whoa. Whoa.
Your pants gonna be off soon, fam.
He tried to dick punch him.
You know it's good footage. Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. He said he ain't done.
Dude, why is he wearing one of those reflective vests?
He's a construction
worker. What you
gotta
do, fam?
At 2 a.m.?
Yo,
why won't that guy pull his pants up?
I don't know. What's that back tattoo he's got?
I can't post that. Yo, you tripping, fam. Pull your pants up.
What's that old lady going to do?
They're right in front of the register. Look at the destruction from the dude crashing all around that store.
He ain't going. Fuck that. Fuck that. You good. Get up out of there. You gone. Police coming. You gone.
He pulled his pants up and busted the door.
Why wouldn't the police have been there already? They were fighting for like 5 whole minutes.
That was legit the longest 2 minutes I think that we've ever played a video, because we had to look at the ass cheeks the whole time.
Dude, you could see right like up his throat.
You could see through his ass into his soul.
Up his asshole into his soul. Throat. Yeah.
Dude,
that was bad, man.
They had them same Adidas fucking flip-flops that I had like 20 years ago, too. Did you see them on the floor?
Yeah, I don't even know why that guy was wearing those pants.
I mean, it doesn't explain much. I want to know what the fuck that fisticuffs was over. I don't know if that was personal beef or if that was something that they got into when they got into the store.
All I know is they weren't doing shit.
No, they were holding each other.
Fat fucks.
They're just holding
each other. One of them had a headlock. One was a try. One to punch him in the dick.
Yeah.
Like, it was the worst fight ever. The commentation was good.
Yeah. Well, the
is
guy
that a word?
Commentary.
Yeah.
I knew what you meant. The guy who was recording was fucking everything. Like that was good
like,
shit.
Y'all just need to let go, man. Just let go.
I actually, as I pulled that up, I saw something else I got from another submission for the Florida Stories.
Okay.
From one of our listeners and former guests. Shout out to Ben, the Angry Dad.
Nice.
Let me get into these dims here.
I just sent you a story about a guy throwing a turkey in a swimming pool to defrost it.
Yeah, you know, I had that on my list, too. And I meant it when we talked about Thanksgiving. I meant to bring it up because he said it's like a family thing now. It's like an 18-year tradition that they do.
That's
it.
That's so gross.
Every year they have like one of the grandkids or one of the fucking nieces and nephews. Someone different throws it in the pool every year just to fucking defrost it and shit just because it's their thing. And they were like... Doesn't the chlorine get in there? He's like, hasn't yet. These are sealed in factories. We've been doing this shit for 20 years. Everything's fine.
That's true.
He's like, eh.
That's funny. When we lived in Hammond when I was growing up, there were the people across the alley from us. We had like a feud with them. So I don't even remember. It was just dumb shit. Like, my mom thought they were trash, so we weren't really, like, allowed to play with them.
Damn.
Because it was, like, one of those families that had everybody in their family living in the same house.
Shit happens.
So, it was just, you know, she didn't think that they were good people. So.
That's so ridiculous.
So, my brother listens, and he'll confirm my story. So, we had an above-ground pool, and, you know, in the wintertime, you have to drain the pool a little bit. And then you put this inner tube under the cover, so yeah. It doesn't like stick to the whatever. So the one year we defrosted the top of the pool, there was a whole ass turkey like on top of the
like a wild
cover.
Turkey?
No, like a frozen turkey. Like somebody took a turkey and just threw it in your pool? Yeah, threw it in the pool on top of the cover. So when it defrosted, there was like a turkey and some sides and shit in there.
Damn. Some sides, too?
Yeah, like a can or some of the yams or something.
Y'all had some fixings? Yeah. They threw some fixings up in your pool?
Yeah.
Ooh, we're going to have a lot of fixings?
We're going to have so many fucking fixings up in this motherfucker.
It was weird.
Better get up here and pick up them fixings.
They also, like, grew tomatoes, so I think there was, like, tomatoes and stuff in there.
That's fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I meant to talk about the pool guy when we were talking about Thanksgiving. I also meant to talk about the guy. Did you see that when we were talking about the tropical storm that was the roads had flooded so bad that he was fishing in the road and caught a bass?
No.
The motherfucker was standing in the floodwaters and caught a bass on the road.
Wow.
I saw the video.
That's awesome.
And the main reason that I thought about that was because that's your favorite part of Napoleon Dynamite.
I caught you a delicious bass.
Thank you. Ben sent this video of this lady. It's from TikTok, which I don't do, so I appreciate that, Ben, because I'm not exposed to the TikToks.
It's Florida Woman Wednesday. You can't make the shit up. November 18th, a Florida woman had an arrangement with her neighbor.
talking. She ended up sprinkling him for the money that he owed her. Florida woman panicked and dismembered her neighbor. When what? Police came to her place, they found her trying to cook the pie.
What?
Yes, she does the cooking. Yes, she does the cleaning. Yes, she does the killing. Yes, she does the dismembering. Bitch, don't play.
I like her. She had a good voice.
Yeah, she was a whole cute. Was a whole ass musical number there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the story's true, but
It might be.
It probably is. I mean, let's be real. It probably is. Sorry about my
windows.
My volume control there. Ben sent me that through the DMs on Instagram, and it had no volume control, and that was a little loud.
I don't mind listening to her loud. She had a good voice
for the talk.
Yeah,
for the talk.
The boys like TikTok. They send me cat videos. Well, Logan does.
Is he on there?
No, he just sees the videos.
Mm. Oh, kind of like that?
Yeah.
I got you. That's all I got, man. That's all I got. I mean, I had some notes on here about some other shit that we were watching, but I mean, we don't have to really get into more TV talk tonight. We can save that for another time.
Sure.
You got anything else you want to talk to me about?
No, we'll save it for next time.
No, well, I mean, we're here. We've got microphones. God only knows if a series of unfortunate events is going to keep us from recording next week. So,
well, I know that we finished watching season two of The Boys.
We did.
And
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I was so excited because Jensen Ackles from Supernatural is going to be on The Boys 3.
You sound a little distraught, though.
He's going to be, and this is why I think that we should save it, because I forgot even what the name of the character is.
Hmm.
But it's not a good character.
That he's going to be?
No.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about Supernatural either, but I read the ending just to, I could maybe try to spoil it for you. Since you're
going to spoil it for me.
Because you're trying to rewatch a 17-season fucking show to get 14. Caught up on the fucking season finale or whatever it is.
Yeah. No, we'll just wait. We can talk about that next week.
Okay, we'll talk about that next week.
Because then I have to look at my notes and shit.
You've got notes?
Yeah.
Don't fucking tease me.
I do. Well, I've got some screenshots that I'm going to read.
Yeah. That's my girl. Anything else, though, that you do want to get off before we get out of here?
No, I'm just glad that we got to do this.
Yeah, I am, too. I mean, you've been asking, and I've been kind of dragging my feet on it. And, you know, once I'm in the seat, I definitely enjoy it. But it's getting me here sometimes. That is the struggle.
Nope. I think that we should just close this out, because we had Thanksgiving last week, and I'm thankful for you and everything that we've been through and accomplished. And I thought it was sweet that the boys said that they're thankful for love and family, which is pretty much what encompasses our whole life.
Yeah, I asked them while we sat down before you got there, and I asked them before they started eating. I said, tell me one thing you're thankful for. And Lucas, without even thinking, just said love, and then Logan followed it up with family. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't even take 2 seconds to fucking think. So, I mean, that's good. They might be pandering, you know. They might be telling me, you know, what they think I want to hear. But, I mean, they still fucking said it, so.
Yeah. They're good kids, for the most part.
I'm thankful to have survived a virus with a 99% survival rate. So, I mean, like, I do have that going for me, even though, like I said, I do feel like with my 40th looming in under 30 days that I might, I still have a month left.
Don't you talk like that.
I still have a month left.
You know how you say don't put shit in the universe.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just.
Nope, you don't just saying.
I'm just saying. Nope. I ain't scared.
Don't just saying about that. You better be scared.
I'm not scared.
No.
I'm not scared.
They're opening a life insurance policy. I can't afford this house on my own.
That's all I am to you.
That's not true.
This has been another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. We're back. We didn't go anywhere. We're still here. We're still alive. We're still doing our thing. If you want to find out more, subscribe to the show. Never miss an episode. Visit us at htnos.com. Visit us at htnos on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us. Follow the page. Like the post. Interact with the shit. It helps us out. Helps us be seen. And helps maybe another person find us that would enjoy what you allegedly enjoy.
Nice.
We are also part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Shout out to all the boys over at innercirclepn.com. Simmons and More, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Plunge, The Hood Diner, Failing Hollywood. News for Creatures of the Night. Okay. If you're a fan of my side project, Creatures of the Night, that I do with Adam Simmons and Jason Almy, we're no longer on the Inner Circle Presents Facebook or Inner Circle Presents podcast feed. We have our own home on Apple and all your favorite platforms now. You can search for Creatures of the Night. We show up. You see the tiger with the big eyeball right in the forehead. And subscribe to that feed because that's where those shows are going to live now, and that's where the new episodes are going to drop. It just got to be a little bit, as we're growing, it got to be a little bit hard for people. We're having trouble finding us because if you search for Creatures of the Night, you had to scroll through, like, I don't know, 15 other shows before you actually saw the Inner Circle okay. thing, and then it just said Inner Circle, so it's right. a little confusing.
Got you.
No more confusion. Creatures of the Night, we live on our own feed now.
Good.
Subscribe, do us all that, and also look for Night Creatures and Night Creatures Pod on Instagram and Twitter respectively, and follow us there, and we share conspiracy memes and we share new episodes and
have guests. It's really funny.
That's good shit. Mm-hmm. It's good high quality.
It is.
That's good high quality. We got a phone number and shit too. I mean, we haven't got voicemails in forever. I mean, I still love hearing them. Unless, dude, no, actually, not unless. Kyle, if you're listening, Kyle in quotes, call the fucking voicemail. 813-773-5706. Get it off your chest, brother. Get it off your fucking chest. I want to hear it. I want to hear what you sound like because I got a sinking suspicion you sound like someone from the fucking Northeast.
Right.
I am the real Wutzke everywhere.
I'm Duchess Wutzke on Twitter.
And we're in a hashtag no offense show. I love it, baby.
Love you too, babe.
We'll be back when we be back.
Hopefully next week.
Yeah, I will be back next week. Peace.